Lakeland. Alberta Education announced on September 18 that it is redrafting the K-6 social studies curriculum, 2 years after its first iteration received criticism from the public, with reasons including age inappropriateness, lack of Indigenous consultation, and cultural exclusivity. The government said it plans to engage Albertans and education partners with the draft. Minister of Education Dimitrios Nikolaides said he envisions the new curriculum to empower students to develop important life skills, while fostering their ability to articulate ideas and understand diverse world views, in a September 18 news release. Peter Barron, superintendent of St. Paul Education, said, "We feel this is a positive move," adding the curriculum presented 2 years ago did not go over well, and he commended the provincial government for engaging with communities to make sure they are being responsive to the wishes of Albertans. Speaking of the curriculum, Barron said he hopes to see a curriculum that reflects the diversity of the province, and one that respects the First Nations peoples of Canada, which involves learning about the history of residential schools. When I was in school, we didn't learn about that. And when we talk about truth and reconciliation, we start with the truth. That is what is historical fact. And I think that would be a step forward," said Barron. In addition, students learning about Canada's own systems, our own connection to other countries, and raising awareness of how the world works, are among other things Barron would want to see in a new K-6 social studies curriculum. Timeline. The process of the redraft is following a phased approach. The next step involves a survey. Albertans can provide their input via a discussion guide and curriculum engagement presentation available at alberta.ca/curriculum-have-your-say. The survey is available until October 16. Alberta Education will also meet with education partners, teachers, multicultural organizations, Indigenous and Francophone communities, and other education specialists, to discuss the content and focus of the curriculum. In early 2024, a draft curriculum will be made available to the public, until further engagement in winter 2024. The final engagement phase will occur throughout the 2024-25 school year, wherein teachers can pilot a refined draft curriculum in classrooms and provide further engagement. Jason Schilling, president of the Alberta Teachers Association, ATA, who was a critic of the draft curriculum 2 years ago, stated in the news release that comprehensive, thoughtful, and authentic engagement with educators, stakeholders, and the public are critical to the process. This new plan puts social studies curriculum development back on track and headed in a better direction. It provides a model for moving forward in other subject areas and on other issues facing education, said Schilling.